Welcome back here to our Coach's Corner segment of our pregame show. It's the first battle of the border game between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays, and we're talking with senior girls head coach Scott Small and coach your team. Came from quite the event on Friday evening with the Tornadoes, and you know you got all four games in, so that's good at least, but faced a good Mark Tree team.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, one of the more interesting nights of basketball we've had in a while, for sure. We're, of course, glad to get the games in, but, you know, obviously more glad that everybody got home safe. And, I know a lot of people in that area weren't as fortunate that night. And so, I couldn't say enough good things about Mark Tree. They were letting us stay in their storm shelter until everything had passed. And it was a late night, but, better to play it safe than sorry.
All right, so your team came away with a win on Friday night, a pretty big victory over Mark Tree. Now you move on to the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. I know you guys have prepared. You prepared yesterday for them. Probably had a practice, a lengthy practice, preparing for the first game of the Battle of the Border. Can you kind of take us inside what the game plan looks like tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it kind of told our kids. Of course, we weren't able to have this tournament last year, so we are technically still the defending champion since we didn't have a tournament last year. But I told them that's something we need to be really proud of and to come out and make sure we protect our home court. You know, it's a tournament that we host, so you want to make a good showing. And Koshkonong's just kind of the first step in that. Kind of watched them play a couple games. I know they've not played as many on the Missouri side as we have on the Arkansas side, but I feel like we have a pretty good game plan in place for them.
All right, so, and I was kind of asking Coach Godwin this question earlier today. Your team's standing now in your book. You're about not halfway through your season yet, but you've kind of got to see your team in about every kind of situation, whether their back's against the wall, whether it's an easy game. Where do they stand in your books?
I keep a list on my phone of things we need to improve on, and of course I add to it and take away from it all the time. But, they've shown a lot of really good things. We're a young team. We've got two seniors, two juniors and six sophomores, and so there's always going to be things to improve on. There are always going to be things to learn. But we just have been trying our best to put our teams in tough scenarios. Whether it's playing from behind, whether it's playing with a small lead and that kind of thing. We practice situations like that all the time. We try to get games that are going to put us in those situations all the time so that when we make our postseason run or when postseason gets here, hopefully nothing's new to us.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
It'll be the Lady Bears, Lady Blue Jays coming up in just a moment.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Both teams continue to warm up, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. I'm joined by Hayden Savage. Of course, Hayden will have the play-by-play of the senior boys game coming up immediately following this game. Hayden, looking forward to an exciting game here between Mammoth Spring and Koshkonong.
Well, you heard in the Coach's Corner segment, Lady Bears have faced more games on the Arkansas side than Koshkonong has had the chance, just due to Missouri starting a little bit later. So I feel like Mammoth just a little bit more prepared, but you always got to watch out for the Lady Blue Jays.
You do. Got to be prepared for every team. Of course, this is the third game so far today. In our earlier games, Viola girls beat Alton 56-52, and the Highland boys defeated Viola 50-46. So we are ready for the introduction, it looks like, of the starting lineups here between these two teams. The Lady Bears will be in the home white jerseys, as Coach Small said there in the interview we heard. They are the defending champions of this tournament since they didn't have it last year. And they'll take on the Koshkonong Blue Jays, are down there in their blue uniforms. A lot of blue in the crowd tonight between these two teams.
Hard to tell between them.
Yeah, Koshkonong and Mammoth Spring, both blue and white. And we'll get the starters as they take the floor. First one out is number 00 for Koshkonong. That's Adriana Gastineau. Number 20, that is Cheyenne Hornbeck. Number two is Lindsay Wiggs. Number 23 is Lily Tharp. And number five, the final player out, that is Cameron Cockerell. And that's your starters for the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. The lights go down now. We'll get the starters for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Number 24 is the first player out, and the lights are down, and so I'm trying to read the dark. It's Adriana Corbett. Number four is Brim Washam. Number 23 is Tay Davis. Number two, that is Chevelle Graves. And the final player will be number 22, Megan Upton. Those are your starters for the Lady Bears. I want to say thank you to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home at Thayer Mammoth Spring in Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Carter Funeral Home at Thayer in West Plains, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Legacy Auto Body in Thayer. Boosters for Lady Bear basketball. Lady Bears are on the floor, ready to go here with a tip. And stepping into the center circle will be, looks like Tay Davis. And she'll jump it up, and we'll see who steps in here for the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. Looks like number five, that is Cockerell. Ball up and in the air, controlled by the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. On offense, they go the other way, and that ball's dribbled off the leg of the Lady Bears, number four. And again, that number four for the Lady Bears, I don't have a four on my roster. Where did I get that? Am I seeing the wrong? Oh, it's Brim Washam. Sorry. I'm looking at the wrong roster. Get my eyes adjusted after the lights come back up. Okay, Lady Bears, Corbett with the basketball, swings it in the corner. They'll come back out to Graves on the wing, top of the key, around left side, three-pointer by Davis is good.
You got to really guard Davis outside there. She's killed almost every team that I've broadcast so far outside.
Davis with the first three of the ball game. Lady Bears out to an early lead. Full court pressure now, causing some problems for Koshkonong. It goes off the leg of Corbett and out of bounds as she was pressing that ball as Gastineau tried to bring it up. So inbound play here for Koshkonong. Number 23, Lily Tharp, will bring it in, gives it to Wiggs. Wiggs across the half court line, and she traveled. Took a step without dribbling there. Can't do that. Lady Bears will get the ball back, leading 3-0, 7:26 left, first quarter. Again, this is the first of, the second of the triple hitter we had here tonight at the Mammoth Spring High School. Lady Bears, Corbett swings it in the corner to Davis. Back out, Washam. She'll fire the three. It's on the way. It's good.
Fire it well tonight.
Lady Bears are 2-for-2 from behind the three-point line. Off to a good start shooting the basketball. And there's a takeaway. Lady Bears underneath Washam. A nice steal from Corbett. Got it to Washam. Washam now with five. Almost a turnover. Gastineau lost it. Has it knocked down and out of bounds off of the Lady Bears. So the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays, we call timeout. Timeout called by Koshkonong. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Barbara Simpson, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
All right, welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Lady Bears off to a good start, leading 8-0 against the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. Almost a turnover. It's loose on the floor, picked up by the Lady Bears. Davis going all the way to the basket, puts it up for an easy two. Tay Davis now with 5 points in the ball game. She has five, and Washam has five. Again, the pressure really bothering Koshkonong. And there's a turnover. Washam with a steal to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in.
This might get ugly.
It's already 12-0. Mammoth Spring with the lead. Coming up the sideline, Lady Blue Jays trying to work it through, and they do get it across the half-court line. Finally get a shot up, their first shot of the ball game, and the ball's out of bounds off of Gastineau. That shot on the far side was no good. Looks like we got a sub in for Koshkinong. Nope, they didn't make the sub. She was already in there. Tharp to Graves now. Three-pointer on the way. Off the glass and in. Wow. When it's going, I guess it's going. Chevelle Graves with her first three-pointer.
Really, other than Megan Upton, you can't let any of these Lady Bears sit outside the three-point line.
They're 3-for-3 from behind the three-point line already. Shot up on the rebound. Bears got the steal, went back up with it. Washam's going to be fouled. So Brown will go to the free throw line. Oh, actually, I guess they called her for over the back. Or a walk or something. They didn't post a foul. Must have been a walk. Pass inbound by the Koshkinong Lady Blue Jays, and it's stolen again by the Lady Bears. Loose on the floor, jump ball. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Koshkinong won the opening tap. It's kind of been all downhill since then for Lady Blue Jays. 15-0, 5:38 left to play first quarter. They've already scored 15 points in 2.5 minutes.
Koshkinong got to get across the half court line. That full court
Graves
press really
three.
Bothering them.
They finally missed the three-pointer, but they get the rebound back up, no good. Corbett passes off to Upton. Upton will go up strong. That's no good. Going for the rebound. It's controlled by Koshkinong. Lady Blue Jays push the ball across half court, dribble it off their foot, picked up by Graves. Chevelle, ball loose on the floor, loses it. Koshkinong gets it back. Tharp drives it down the sideline. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it will be, let's see, Mammoth Spring basketball off of Koshkinong. Things not going well for the Lady Blue Jays here to start. 5:07 left to play first quarter. 15-0. Graves working it inside. Nice pass into Upton for an easy two.
Take that any night.
Yeah, Megan Upton inside. They're not going to stop her when she gets it there. Koshkinong again with a turnover. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will get the ball back. Actually, they get, I guess it is still Koshkinong basketball. Looked like they, they pointed at Graves. Graves with the foul, her first. With the basketball, Koshkinong, a couple of dribbles. Graves with a steal, and she lost it on the dribble. It chased it down out above the three-point line. Across the floor to Davis. She couldn't handle the pass. Gastineau heads the other way, takes it up the sideline, and we're going to have, what's the call here? We're going to say a foul on the Lady Bears, Corbett. Adriana with her first, second foul on the Lady Bears.
Corbett just kind of pushed her out of bounds there. Can't do that on defense.
Forced her down that sideline and tried to get her out of bounds with it. Ball almost picked off inside. Back out. The pass is stolen by Corbett. Corbett going to the basket. She'll put it up. Oh, off the rim too hard. No good. Rebound controlled by Koshkinong. And we got a jump ball underneath. It'll belong to the Lady Blue Jays. She brought it down where the Lady Bears could get a hold of it. Mammoth Spring sets up that full court press. Gastineau, she double dribbled. Trying to get around the defense, which has really been good here for the Lady Bears so far. They have jumped on Koshkinong with the pressure, and the Lady Blue Jays haven't been able to handle it so far.
Well, for the few times they've been able to make it down across the half court line, that Lady Bear full court press is just suffocating.
Inside to Upton, up and in. Megan inside again. That spot underneath the basket, hard to stop. 19-0. And that's going to be a turnover. They threw it out of bounds on the sideline. Wow. Coach York down there got to be looking for some kind of answer right now. Coach Taylor York for the Koshkinong Lady Blue Jays. Mammoth Spring will inbound underneath their own basket, leading by 19. This could be a quick game if it keeps going at this pace. Shot on the way is in and out, no good. Upton with a rebound back up, and she's going to draw a foul. So Megan will go to the free throw line.
You know, this is really the main starting five. You see how the Lady Bears offense almost every game, maybe give or take one or two players, but there really is not a player on that bench that cannot come in and replace somebody efficiently on offense.
Deep team, and they like to get up and down the floor. You can see that with 20 points already halfway through this first quarter. We played 4 minutes, and they've got 20 on the board.
Don't leave them unguarded from three.
Make it 21 now as Upton made a pair of free throws. She's got 6 points. Washam leads the way with seven. Almost a turnover again, and there it is, a steal by Davis. Davis, she'll back it out to the three-point line, gives it off to Graves. Graves on the dribble. Back over to Washam. She'll fire a three. It's good. Washam's in double figures now with 10 points, and it's 24 to nothing.
Just that little bit of distance between the hand and ball. You got to get closer.
Lady Bears backed off a little bit on the pressure. Koshkinen got a shot up, just their second shot so far, but they missed it. Underneath, all alone, is Tay Davis. She's got two more, seven now for Davis. And it's 26 to nothing. So far, Lady Bears pitching a shutout. Graves up the floor. She'll go to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Chevelle Graves now with five. And it's 28 to nothing. With 3:07 left first quarter.
Looks like the Lady Bears backed off that full court press just a little bit.
Yeah, and they still get the steal. Davis, she tries to throw it up to Graves, but threw it away. Picked up by Koshkinen. Blue Jays with a shot. It's off the backboard, no good. Davis with the rebound. She'll turn, gives it to Corbett. Corbett quickly up the floor to Washam. Washam drives in for the easy layup. Brim Washam already with 12 points in the ball game. Again, remind you, we have the Mammoth Spring Bears and Liberty Eagles coming up here after this game. Almost another steal there as Davis got in the passing lane. Sarah Crow checking in, number 35, and girls turn sideways. I can't see her number. There it is, number 3. I'm going to have to check my roster. Oh, there it is, Lainey Young. Ball across the floor. Koshkinen with a shot, no good. Rebound by Davis. Davis looking up the floor. Nice pass up to Young. Young will go to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. So far, everybody but one that's played has scored for Mammoth Spring, and it is 32 to nothing. And yes, we are in the first quarter.
When does the mercy clock start rolling?
Well, at the half, I believe. I mean, shot up, no good, out of bounds off of the Lady Bears. So Koshkinen will get the ball back. Lady Blue Jays did get a shot up this time. And number 23 for Koshkinen. Tharp will inbound the ball. She slaps it, looking for a teammate, looking, still looking, brings it in. And they'll swing it around with the basketball. Number 2, Wiggs, gives it out to Hornback. Hornback's pass is going to go out of bounds. Lady Bears get it back. A minute 52 left first quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears rolling here, 32 to nothing. With the basketball, Davis will cross half court on the dribble, looks at the zone, gives it to Graves. They go around to Young on the wing. Back out front to Washam, inside to Crow. She'll kick it back out, three-pointer is on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, I believe, off of Graves and out of bounds. Lady Bears had two players in there fighting for the basketball, and it went out of bounds.
Given a terrific comeback by Koshkinen, we've had pretty good games so far, give or take a few games in the whole tournament, that barn burners.
There's been a couple of good ones here tonight so far. The first two were both close. Nice steal by Crow, and from her knees threw it up the floor to Graves for the layup, who missed it. Young gets the rebound, back up and in. Lainey Young now with 4 points in the ball game. 34 to nothing with a minute 9 left in the first quarter. Back on offense, Koshkinen Lady Blue Jays, Hornback. Hornback trying to go inside. It's stolen by Davis. Davis pushing the ball up the floor. Beautiful pass. Nice pass from Young to Crow, and Crow gets her first two. Now every one of the Lady Bears that have played have scored. And it's 36 to nothing.
Now you can pull a little bit of play tricks out of the hat there and got a little bit of a lead.
Almost a steal there by Davis. Back out front. Koshkinen Lady Blue Jays with the basketball. Wiggs goes to the corner to Gastineau. She lost it out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. The turnovers are killing Koshkinen right now.
You got to figure something out, a way to gel on the offensive side. You've got to get some points on the board.
You need at least to be able to get some shots up. Washam drives baseline, tried to go up with it, lost it, gets it back, puts it up, no good. Crow had the rebound, tips it out. It comes back around. Graves for three, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Koshkinoff. Lady Blue Jays trying to get some points here as the clock runs down in the quarter. 5 seconds left. A steal by Graves. Graves trying to beat the clock up the floor. Goes to the basket. Put it in.
Wow. What a play.
The speed of Chevelle Graves. She's got 7 points, and it is 38-0. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead over the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are under construction here at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC and need to make room for all of this heavy equipment around here. So come on in and take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And welcome back again, Mammoth Spring High School, the fourth annual Battle of the Border, and right now it is all Lady Bears. After one quarter, they lead Koshkonong 38-0.
Impressive way to just jump out in your first round game.
It is a good start for the Lady Bears, and they got a turnover. That pass was just a little too high. Lauren Skaggs threw it over the head of Sarah Crope with a basketball. Bringing it up the floor, Wiggs with it. She picks up her dribble. Now she needs some help. Trying to hand off, and she does to Hornback. Hornback is going to dribble across the half-court line, and we got a turnover. It'll go back to the Lady Bears. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the basketball. Just underway second quarter. Davis gives it on the wing. Back around into the corner. Inside, trying to hit Crow, and it goes off her hands to Koshkinoff. Lady Bears will drop back on defense as Wiggs brings it up the floor. Almost lost it, gets it back. She's trying to dribble through traffic. Again, almost lost it, puts the shot up, got the foul. And they're going to say, was it on the floor or was she in the act? It was on the floor, so they're going to inbound. In the game now for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears is number 5, Jocelyn Tucker. Inbound play for Koshkonong, and they lose it on the inbound. The ball just a little high. It went off the fingertips of the player and out of bounds. Mammoth Spring get the ball back. Lauren Skaggs will bring it in to Davis. Davis gives it to Tucker. She'll fire for 3. That's off the backboard, no good. Ball on the floor, fighting for it, and it's going to go out of bounds, I believe. Touched last by Mammoth Spring. So the offense has slowed down a little bit. They played a minute without scoring here in this quarter after putting up 38 in the first 8 minutes. With a basketball, Hornback to Wiggs. Wiggs dribbles through traffic, puts the shot up, and she's going to draw a foul. And maybe the Blue Jays here are going to get on the scoreboard. Wiggs will go to the free throw line looking for her first point of the ball game. First point for Koshkonong. That foul on Lauren Skaggs, her first.
I thought they originally called that on the floor.
I think they said she was in the act of shooting, so she'll shoot the 2 shots here. A couple of dribbles for Wiggs. It's on the way. It's good. All right. Lady Blue Jays are on the board. Lindsay Wiggs with the first point of the game. Cuts the lead to 37. Second shot is up. It's on the way. It's good. Wiggs with 2. It's 38-2 now. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the basketball.
Perfect form from the stripe.
Yeah, good looking shots. Lady Bears trying to work it inside. They do to Crow. She'll turn, put it up, can't get it to go. Rebound fought for. It's off Davis and picked up by Hornback. Hornback for Koshkonong, pushing the ball now up the floor. Koshkonong wanting to run a little bit, trying to get back in this. They'll swing it outside to Wiggs. Wiggs again trying to dribble through traffic. It's stolen. Up the floor. Young to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. It's good. Lainey Young with the bucket. She's got six now. Koshkinong back up the floor. Hornback crosses half court, almost back over the half court line, and then had it stolen by Tucker. Tucker going to the basket, stops, puts the shot up and in. So Tucker now has scored. Lady Bears continue to roll here. 40-point lead, 42-2, 5:55 left in the first half. And we got a reach-in foul called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That will be the fifth foul on the Lady Bears. That foul's on number three, Lainey Young, her first. Checking in now for Mammoth Spring, number 15, Krista Crawford. She'll come in, and Davis will get a breather. I think everybody's going to get plenty of minutes tonight.
I think so.
At the way this is going right now. And that's a reach-in foul on Tucker. That'll be her first. That's the sixth. The next one will be the 1-1. So Lady Bears about to put the Koshkinong Lady Blue Jays at the free throw line. They've been really aggressive on defense, and with that, you're going to get some fouls. That's part of it. And that's going to be a turnover off of Koshkinong's leg and out of bounds. Trying to dribble through traffic, Wiggs couldn't hang on to it.
The biggest problem so far, turnover side, is just you got to keep your hands on the ball. They've let it roll out of bounds too many times tonight.
The Lady Bear defense has really been good. They're getting their hands on the ball a lot, knocking it loose. With a basketball, three-pointer on the way is good for Lainey Young. Lainey now with 9 points here in this first half. 45-2, Lady Bears. Back on defense, Wiggs with it out front for Koshkinong. They swing it around, and that's almost a steal by Crow. She had a hand on it, was headed the other way. There was nobody in front of her. We might have seen a windmill dunk on that one.
I don't know if Sarah Crow can get up there or not. I bet she can.
I bet she'd get up closer than I can. Lady Bears on defense. Koshkinong with the basketball. They'll inbound it, bring it into Wiggs. Wiggs off to Gastineau. Gastineau on the dribble, trying to get around Crow. Had it slapped away. Good defense by Sarah there. Got a hand on that one. Knocked it out of bounds.
You know, Sarah's one of the many ones that can come off that bench. She's got size, and she can score into the basket as well. Megan Upton needs a breather. Just put in Sarah Crow.
We've got a deep bench here. We've already seen several players come off the bench. Young came off the bench. She's got 9 points already. Tucker's came in and give them a couple of points. Make it 4 points now for Tucker as she gets that pass inside. You've got Skaggs, who's played a lot in the last few years. She's in there now. So they've got a deep team. Steal by the Lady Bears. Tucker with the basketball, headed up the floor, gets it to Crawford. Crawford to the basket, up and in. Krista Crawford. Now every one of the Lady Bears but one has scored so far.
They'll all be in the scorebook tonight, I bet.
I think so, the way this is going. Lady Bears back on defense. Koshkinong needs to get some offense going here. With the basketball, and that's going to go off of the Lady Blue Jays and out of bounds. Mammoth Spring basketball. 4:16 left to play first half. 49-2. They're on pace to score like 130 right now.
Don't know if it'll get that bad.
I know that's not going to happen. I'm just saying they have put up some points here in this first half. 51-2 now as Crow gets a nice shot inside. Long three-pointer. That's NBA range for Gastineau. It's off
close.
The back of the rim. It was online, just a little bit long. Tucker going inside to Crow. She'll put it up, put it in. Sarah now with 6 points in the ball game. It's 53-2. Gastineau across half court on the dribble. Lady Blue Jays. Look at this man-to-man defense here, trying to find an opening. Good defense by Sarah Crow out front. Lady Bears really pressing the ball out here. And that's almost a steal. It is a steal by Crawford. Crawford, nice play up the floor to Young. She'll put it up and in. And right now, Lainey Young having a big first half. She's in double figures already with 11 points.
You just got an open wound here.
Lady Bears commit the foul. That's going to be the 1-1. That'll send Wiggs back to the free throw line. Wiggs has the only 2 points of the game for Koshkinong so far. But she'll have a chance to get a couple more here at the line as she shoots the 1-1. Some substitutes coming in now for the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays.
I'm not sure you can't just not ask for a better night offensively for the Lady Bears so far.
Everything's working. Defensively, everything's working. They're playing good basketball here early. Wiggs missed the free throw. Rebound by Crow. Up the floor. Bears pushing the ball up. Young will bring it back out. Gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs around to Tucker on the wing. Inside to Skaggs. Skaggs will put it up, put it in. And now everybody has scored for the Lady Bears.
Told you it was coming.
The entire roster. We got some more players in here for Koshkonong. We'll try to get the names for you as soon as we can. Looks like number 15 for Koshkonong is Haley Robertson. And number 24 also in the ball game. And Koshkonong turns it over again. I'll have to check number 24. I didn't have her on my roster. I think that's number 14, Sierra Couch. Shot up and in. Didn't see who made it. Lady Bears, I believe it was Tucker. Put the ball in. Got a steal again. Lady Bears back up the floor. Laney Young going to the basket. Laney up off the glass for two. She's got 13 first half points.
This game might be over before 8 o'clock comes.
61-2 now. Koshkonong with the basketball. Out front, Hornback gives it to Gastineau. Gastineau drives in, puts the shot up on the run, and draws the foul. Foul called on the Lady Bears. Lady Bears' eighth foul. Koshkonong has committed only one.
Good job to run in and draw the foul there to get to the free throw line.
Back to the line, Gastineau, see if she can knock down a couple here. Shot is on the way. It's good. Nice looking shot from Adriana Gastineau. Her first point of the ball game. Tay Davis will check in. Sarah Crow out. Davis, the only starter out there on the floor right now for the Lady Bears. Shot up and in by Gastineau. Got the shooter's touch there as it rolled over the lip of the rim. Lady Bears with a basketball up the floor. Laney Young to Skaggs. Back across to Crawford. Crawford back out to Tucker. They swing it around. Young with it. She's going to take the three. Why not? The way she's been shooting the ball. Misses that one. Rebound pulled down by Koshkonong. Gastineau pushing the ball up the floor. Davis on her. Gastineau holds up with the dribble, trying to get free. And the ball's knocked free, picked up by Lauren Skaggs. Lauren up the floor to Young, and she's going to back it back out. That's a good move by
Lauren. Just run out the clock.
Yeah, they've got a huge lead here. Tucker now going to fire the three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Couch. And she'll hand it off to Hornback. Hornback on the dribble. Brings it up the floor. She takes it right side all the way down the baseline. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Crawford for Mammoth Spring. 14 seconds left to play in the half. To Young. Young out to Skaggs. To Tucker. Tucker into the corner. Young with it. Back out to Skaggs. Final shot at the buzzer. Young knocked it out. 16 points in the first half for Laney Young. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 60-point halftime lead, 64-4. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Well, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School at the half. It is all Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays 64-4 here at the halftime break. And wow, what a performance both offensively and defensively by these Lady Bears. Now, looking at the brackets here, we've talked about the games tonight. We've got one more game. The Mammoth Spring Bears will play Liberty. Hayden will have the call of that one coming up here in just a little while. Probably won't be long.
Not long, no.
The second half will probably go pretty fast. But the winner of this Mammoth Spring Lady Bear and Koshkonong game will move on to face Willow Springs on Thursday. And the loser of the game will play Hillcrest tomorrow. Now, there's going to be a whole different schedule tomorrow because of a game, a boys' game we had earlier. Highland defeated Viola. And Highland already has a game scheduled for Thursday, so that's going to change the schedule for Wednesday quite a bit. Just keep listening. K-Country 95 will have the schedule for you tomorrow. Right now, not real sure. It's not what we got on paper.
It's just uncertain.
Sure. Highland will play the winner. Alton boys will play the winner of the Mammoth Spring Liberty game coming up. We'll have that one on Thursday.
Well, you know, Alton and Mountain View Liberty, they played in the they played just a few days ago. We might kind of have the call of that one. Terrific game. Alton's got a great crew this year, but Mountain View can shoot the lights out if you let them.
And, you know, we talked about, I was looking, we got the Alton girls tomorrow scheduled on K-Country. But like I said, they're supposed to play at 7 o'clock, but because of that Highland game, this is going to change the schedule a lot. So we will have the game on, but it will be at a different time. It will not be at 7 o'clock. So keep listening for details on when that game will be played. Again, your halftime score, 64-4. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading Koshkonong. I want to take a look at the scoring here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They were led by Lainey Young. Lainey come off the bench and just lit it up. She's got 16 points, 12 for Bryn Washam. And then you got 7 points apiece for Tay Davis and Chevelle Graves. 6 points apiece for Sarah Crow and for Megan Upton. And then 4 points for Jocelyn Tucker. And 2 points for Lauren Skaggs. 2 points for Krista Crawford. And I said everybody has scored. Everybody has not scored. Adriana Corbett hasn't scored yet, but boy, she's done other things defensively.
Defensively, she's been probably their best player tonight.
Probably got 5 steals in this first half of play, so everybody contributed. Again, this is the third game on the evening earlier tonight. Viola girls beat Alton 56-52, and the Highland boys defeated Viola 50-46, a pair of really good games. We're going to take a break. We'll have more from the 4th Annual Battle of the Border here at Mammoth Spring High School coming up in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart on your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Spring registration is open, so visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And welcome back again here to Mammoth Spring High School, the fourth annual Battle of the Border. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are back out, getting some shots up, getting warmed up, ready to go here for the second half of play, leading 64-4. I do want to mention, I mentioned the Mammoth Spring scoring for Koshkonong. They have 2 points apiece for Lindsay Wiggs and for Adriana Gastineau. Both got 2 points in that first half from the free throw line. Both of them hit a pair of free throws. Now, I want to say thank you to our boosters again for Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Basketball, including Legacy Auto Body and Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Clary Funeral Home in Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton. Those are your boosters. And again, very much want to thank the Alton Bank for helping bringing you Koshkonong Lady Blue Jay basketball here tonight. Well, it's a good tournament. It seems like it just gets better and better every year.
Well, Coach Godwin does a really good job getting it all planned out. I know he puts a lot of effort into it. As soon as the championship game's over at 6 o'clock on Saturday, he'll already be making calls. And we've heard rumors, so it might not be true, but we hear that maybe a 16-team tournament next year, so even a bigger Battle of the Border tournament.
Fantastic. Battle it out. I like when these teams from two different states here close together match up and see, because they don't see each other all
right.
Year. They're so used to playing conference opponents and teams that they see, and it's nice to see a different team every once in a while.
Well, that, and then you know, whenever Theron Mammoth, they have the last 2 years playing the finals of the Battle of the Border tournament, you pack out a gym, you get hometown rival Blue Bloods almost, that you can't beat them.
Yeah, fantastic. Like I said, we've had a good tournament so far. I thought I'd go over some of the games, what we've had so far in this tournament. On Monday in the senior girls bracket, it was Willow Springs defeating Hillcrest. Willow Springs moving on to the semifinals. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a big win over Sloan Hendricks on Monday. Then on Tuesday, our earlier game here tonight, it was Viola defeating Alton. So Thayer and Viola will play Thursday at 7 o'clock in the semifinals. Now in the senior boys bracket, it was on Monday night. It was Sloan Hendricks defeating Koshkonong to move into the semifinals. Tonight, Highland defeated Viola, but again, that Viola and Sloan Hendricks game will be played tomorrow. They'll play it on Wednesday because Highland already has a game scheduled for Thursday. So you're going to have 5 games tomorrow, 3 games on Thursday. So, like I said, be listening to K-Country 95. We'll have the schedule for you when Coach Goblin gets that to us. And I know that as soon as he gets everything set, he's going to send that out to us, and we'll have it on the air for you in the morning. Also, here on Monday, the Alton Comets look good as they beat Hillcrest.
Very good.
In their contest. They move on to the semifinals. Now, they will play it Thursday night. They'll play the winner of our next game between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Liberty Eagles, which should be a dandy. So, a lot of good basketball ahead here at the fourth annual Battle of the Border. If you're looking for something to do this week, there's plenty of things you can be doing. If you come down here and watch the Bears and Lady Bears, the Comets and Lady Comets and the Thayer Lady Bobcats all playing this week. All right, we're going to take one more quick break. We'll be back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Cindy Bradford, loan officer at the Bank of Birch Tree. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Welcome back again to the fourth annual Battle of the Border here at Mammoth Spring High School. Good group of fans here on hand to cheer on their teams, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Koshkelong Lady Blue Jays right now in action at the half. It has been all Mammoth Spring, 64-4, 64 first half points. That makes me tired just thinking about running up and down the floor that many times. 11 seconds left here in this halftime break, and we'll get back to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Koshkelong Lady Blue Jays right now. Koshkelong just making their way back out on the floor. They stayed in the locker room a little bit extra time there to talk things over. So they'll have the ball to start the second half. And it looks like both teams back to their starters here. Well, actually, they are not back to their starters because Krista Crawford and Lauren Skaggs and Joslyn Tucker along with Chevelle Graves and Megan Upton on the floor right now. So the two seniors starting for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, but the rest of the starters has changed a little bit. For Koshkonong, they'll come back out. It is Wiggs, Hornback, and checking the rest of these numbers here. Number 00, Gastineau. Number 23 for Koshkonong, that's Tharp. And number 5, we got a timeout call. Cockerell. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring. Koshkonong out of the timeout will inbound the basketball, looking to come in. They'll work it in to Hornback. Hornback on the dribble. Gives it off out front to Wiggs. Wiggs has done most of the ball handling here for Koshkonong. Gives it now to Tharp. Tharp looking inside, trying to work it in, and she threw it right to Lauren Skaggs. Ball's loose on the floor. Now off the back of Upton. Upton, though, somehow turned around and got the basketball. Gives it to Graves. Lady Bears working the ball around the outside. Tucker to Crawford. She drives in, puts the shot up. It's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. Wiggs. Ooh, two of the girls out there run head-to-head out there. Both all right, looks like. Basketball's going to go out of bounds off of Koshkonong. They turn it over again. Mammoth Spring with good defense. Skaggs will bring it up the floor. 6:38 to play here in the third quarter. 60-point lead. Tucker's going to fire a three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose, controlled by Skaggs, and she's going to be fouled. Lauren got the rebound, tried to dribble out, got tripped up. So Mammoth Spring will inbound underneath their own basket. The clock will run continually here in the second half. Got the mercy rule going with a 60-point Mammoth Spring lead. Graves with it. Works at high post. Now gets it back on the baseline. Goes in, puts the shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. And who touched it last? I think they said Koshkonong hit it last. Inbound play here. Skaggs will trigger the ball in on the baseline. Looking to come in. Waits for the screens. He'll work it way back out front to Tucker. Around to Graves. Three-pointer on the way. In and out. No good. But Upton pulls down the rebound to Crawford. And Crawford traveled. Tried to fake to get the defender to come out on her and then took off with it without dribbling. Couch will check back in for Koshkinong. Number two, Wiggs, will come out. And the referee will tell them they can't just run in. They got to wait till he signals them.
They had six on the floor.
Yeah, because she ran into the floor there to get for her teammate. The referee didn't know she was coming in.
Only five.
Yeah. Number 20 with the basketball. That's Hornback. Hornback trying to get free. Dribbles, gives it off to Couch. Couch back over to, can't see the numbers, behind the referee. It's Hornback. Hornback back to Couch. Her high arc and three-pointers, no good. Rebound pulled down by Skaggs. She'll turn, pushing the ball up the floor. On the fly, gives it to Tucker behind the three-point line, and she traveled. So Lady Bears with a couple of careless turnovers here. And their offense has gone stale. They haven't scored yet in the second half.
Well, it looks like they're going to advance play Willow Springs. You got to be able to control these offensive turnovers and keep a hold of the ball.
Yeah, you cannot do that against the Willow Springs Lady Bears. It'll be a battle of Lady Bears.
That's
in the
right.
Next round. With the basketball, Couch is fast. It's going to be stolen by Graves. Graves to the bucket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Chevelle Graves. First two of the second half for either team. And she has 9 points now. 66-4. Pass is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. Lady Bears, I think it was Graves over there that kind of faked like she was on jump in the passing lane. They threw it a little wide and threw it out of bounds. So Mammoth Spring quickly back the other way. Graves with it. Graves drives in. Bounce pass underneath. Almost turned over. Out to Tucker. She'll fire for three. That won't go. Ball's tipped out. Controlled by Skaggs. Lady Bears get the ball back. Graves for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Long rebound taken by Couch. She's on the dribble. Had it slapped away. Taken by Tucker. Another nice steal by the Lady Bears. Skaggs around to Graves. She thought about the three. Didn't take it. Back out front. Now down to the corner to Upton. She'll put it up on the run and draw the foul.
Took that hit hard on the floor.
Gastineau with the trip. And, yeah, she kind of limped a little bit as she got up. But I believe she's going to be all right. Megan will walk to the free throw line and get ready to shoot a couple here. Try to build on this 62-point lead. Is that right? My math ain't very good.
Yeah, I'm 62.
62-point lead. Whistle blows as they signal Wiggs back into the ball game. Clock continues to run. We've run off about a minute here waiting on the free throws. Second one is on the way. It's good. She missed the first one, made the second. So Upton now with 7 points in the ball game. Lady Bears drop back on defense. Hornback across half court trying to get free. She gets around the defense, puts the shot up, and draws the foul. Nice play by Hornback. She'll go to the free throw line. Chance to get a couple of points here. Gastineau and Wiggs both have two apiece to lead the Lady Blue Jays. And that one's off the back of the rim, no good. Hornback will get another one. Not bad, it just a little bit long. Hit the back of the iron and bounced off. Second shot is on the way, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Upton. She'll give it to Skaggs quickly back the other way. Lady Bears with it. Graves open for three. It's on the way. It's good. Wow. Chevelle Graves now with 12 points. She's the third Lady Bear to score in double figures. With the basketball, Gastineau has it out front. She's picked up by Upton. Gives it off to Wiggs. Wiggs guarded by Tucker, and Tucker is all over. Great defense there by Joslyn Tucker. And a steal by Skaggs. Skaggs slapped the ball away. She'll shoot the layup. Lauren, oh, missed the layup. Wide open, nobody around. I think she
got a little bit too confident.
Maybe I think she thought the defense might be coming, and they weren't. Hornback pushes the ball up the floor, trying to spin three. It's stolen by Graves. Chevelle headed to the basket. She'll put it up, no good. Upton with a rebound, back up and in. Megan Upton now with 9. 50 seconds left here in this third quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will advance to take on the Willow Springs Lady Bears on Thursday. Ball loose on the floor, picked up over to number 20, Hornback. Hornback on the dribble, trying to get around Graves. Graves reaching for the basketball. Nice move by Hornback. Got loose there on the crossover. Rebound by Gastineau. It was blocked by Upton. Graves up the floor, going to the bucket. Puts it up and could get it to go, but drew the foul.
Upton just took it away from her down there.
Yeah. 18 seconds left. The time on this quarter is going to run out while Graves is at the free throw line. So she'll shoot the free throw here, but the quarter will end. Down to 9 seconds.
I think you've got to stop it at 10.
And they stopped it at 9. Graves will shoot the first one. It's off the rim, no good. So Chevelle gets set for the second. 72-4. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in control. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hornback. Hornback up the floor to Gastineau. Gastineau on the dribble, puts the shot up. It's good. Nice shot by Gastineau off the glass. She's got 4. And at the end of three quarters, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead 72-6. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Sarah Wheeler, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. It's the fourth annual Battle of the Border. First round action. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. Lady Bears will have the ball to start this fourth quarter. Adriana Corbett checks back in for Mammoth Spring. She came in for Graves, I believe. And Skaggs has it out front. She'll go underneath all alone. Wow, beautiful pass from Skaggs to Upton. And Upton now is the fourth player in double figures. She has 11.
Just a quick pass down low to a wide open Megan Upton.
All by herself. Gastineau on the dribble. She just hit a shot on the run right before the end of the third quarter. Upton took it away from her. Megan going to the basket. She's going to put it up and put it in. Megan now with 13 in the ball game.
Give her more.
And the Lady Blue Jays will head back on offense. Hornback with it. She'll cross half court. Right on the big MS out there. Gives it back out to Gastineau. She took one dribble. Now she's trapped. Looking inside. Goes to Wiggs. Wiggs will put the shot up. It's blocked. Picked up by Skaggs. Lauren Skaggs heads the other way. On the dribble. Pass underneath again. All alone. Oh, she missed it. But gets her own rebound back up. Can't get it to go. Upton. I think she was surprised that pass hit her right in the hands. Beautiful pass by Lauren Skaggs. Hornback on the dribble out front. She's guarded by Corbett. Goes around Corbett, puts the shot up. No good. Rebound taken by Skaggs. Lauren pushing the ball up the floor. Gives the ball on the wing to Tucker. Tucker back out to Skaggs. To Upton. Upton's going to fire for three. It's good. Megan Upton hit the three. She's got 16 now.
Megan is good for an occasional three-point jump, which, I mean, I'm not saying that bad. She's just never outside like that, but sometimes you just don't leave her open.
Don't have to shoot them much. She plays inside. She's got 16, and Laney Young has 16, the two leading scorers.
I can defensively say this is the biggest lead Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have had this season so far.
79-6, and it could be more here soon. Jocelyn Tucker with another steal. Inside to Crow. She'll put it up and in. Sarah Crow with 8 points, and the Lady Bears are rolling again. 5:55 left to play in this ball game.
All smiles down there on the Mammoth Spring bench.
Well, yeah. And it's going to be a jump ball called. Crow got tied up down there by Wiggs. Good play by Wiggs to reach in and get the tie up. And the Lady Bears will set up the defense on the other end of the floor. I have to stand up so I can see what's going on. With the basketball, Wiggs out front gives it to Gaston on the corner. Her shot is blocked by Crow. Back up, no good. Rebound by Corbett. Corbett pushing the ball up the floor. Finds Crow. Crow to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Sarah Crow now in double figures. She has 10. 5 Lady Bears in double figures so far. With the basketball, Gastineau gives it to Hornback. Hornback trying to get around the defense, kicks it back out to Tharp. Tharp looking for help. Back to Hornback. Hornback dribbling around the outside, gives it to Couch. Couch over to Tharp. Tharp on the dribble. Pass right to Sarah Crow. Sarah up the floor to Crawford. Krista is going to be fouled as she went to the basket. So Krista will go to the free throw line, I believe. Nope. They said it was on the floor, right? On the floor, so they'll inbound on the sideline.
Clock still rolling.
4:25 to play. 83-6. Robertson going to check back in. She'll come in for Tharp. And the Lady Bears will inbound on the baseline under their own basket. Inbound play. They bring it in to Crow. Crow goes up underneath the basket. That's easy. Sarah Crow now with 12 points in the ball game.
They'll take that any night.
And the Lady Bears get two more. Hornback. Pass out to Gastineau. Gastineau trying to get free. Pass around is going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Tay Davis checking back in. Lady Bears just keep rotating players in. Got such a, like you said, everybody on the team plays and plays well. They rotate them in off that bench. Skaggs with it. Give it to Corbett. Back out to Skaggs. She thought about the three. Around to Tucker. Tucker's going to take the three. That's no good. Davis will get the rebound, put it back up and in.
Davis is dangerous on those boards, I'm telling you.
Tay Davis now with 9 points. Already got 5 Lady Bears in double figures. Tay Davis is on the verge of being the 6th. Ball's loose on the floor. We got a turned ankle. Hopefully the young lady's okay. Corbett out to Davis, and they're going to hold up. Good sportsmanship with the Lady Bears. They stopped. They had a 5-on-2 break, but they had a player down on the other end of the floor. We're going to take a timeout here. 2:59 left to play in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. Final 2:59 of this ball game to help the young lady off the floor. I believe it was Wiggs, wasn't it?
Looks like she turned her ankle. I think
number
it was
two.
Wiggs.
Yeah, she turned her ankle. I saw the play, but I couldn't see the number. Hope that Wiggs is okay. Young lady played hard tonight for the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays.
I'll mention this while we're kind of in a timeout session here. Back-to-back games for the Lady Bears that I got to call. They have passed the ball in coming out of halftime and been able to convert it and go on the other end with the defenders thinking they're on the other end of the floor and go score the basketball wide open for a layup. Back-to-back.
Wow. Lady Bears with the basketball. Davis shoots the three, couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Kosh, but it's stolen by Corbett. Over to Skaggs. Back out to Davis. They'll give it to Corbett. To Crawford. Crawford fakes, puts the shot up. No good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by the Lady Bears, and Davis is going to draw a foul. I don't think they knew that. She kind of snuck in behind them there and took the ball away. I don't think they knew she was there.
Sneaky.
And she'll go to the free throw line, and this clock will continue to run, and the referee's going to take their time, let as much time as they can run off before they hand her the ball. Give it to her there. Tate missed the first one. So Davis will set for the second. Tharp going to check back in. She'll come in. Robertson will check back out. Down to 2:01 to play in this ball game. Shot on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. That's going to be out of bounds off of Koshkinen, I believe. Young lady hit the ball out, so Mammoth Spring will get the ball back. Lauren Skaggs will inbound the basketball with a minute 45 to play. Again, the Lady Bears will play Willow Springs on Thursday. Again, we'll have to get all those times for you. Oh, long three-pointer, Krista Crawford. She's got 5 points now in the ball game. And the Lady Bears, well, they're closing in on 100 here. 90-6.
You almost think they want to get there.
I don't know. Koshkinen with the basketball. Hornback. Gonna pass it across to Gastineau. Down to a minute 13. Gastineau drives the lane, puts the shot up and in. That's the second running shot she's hit off the glass like that. She's got 6 points, six of the eight Koshkinen points. With the basketball, Davis outside. They swing around Crawford to Skaggs. Skaggs underneath to Davis. They tried the alley-oop, but it's just off her fingertips and out of bounds. Lily Tharp will inbound to Hornback. Hornback will bring the ball up the floor. Koshkinen, with 40 seconds left to play, will hand the ball off to Gastineau. Gastineau is their leading scorer with 6 points. She missed that layup. Rebound, though, taken by Hornback. Her shot no good. Underneath, the ball's fought for, picked up by the Lady Blue Jays, but then the shot is blocked. Crawford smartly backs it back out. Lady Bears, I think, may hold it here. 16 seconds left to play. Skaggs with it. Lauren pushes it around to Davis, and they threw it away. And that's going to just about do it right there. That'll be ball game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will get the victory. It is 90-8, an 82-point win for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Congratulations. They'll move on. They'll meet the Willow Springs Lady Bears on Thursday in the semifinals. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with your final stats and wrap this one up here. Get ready for Bears basketball coming up in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.